Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World class rock.
Hi, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. We got a special guest coming on the show after 8:30 this morning.
What time? Like around 8:35-ish?
Around 8:30, yeah. Okay. Right after the 8:30 news. And all I'm going to say is we're going to be talking to them from Florida. Mm-hmm. Could that have anything to do with the NHL draft lottery last night? Could it have anything to do with football? We'll let you know as we get closer to that this morning. Okay. 8:30. It's 6:04. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. We start now.
Wake up call on 92 City FM.
All right, not only is it Painted Egg weekend, it's also another big weekend for a subculture of people. Rena,
420.
Yeah,
Easter Sunday.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
It just fits perfectly.
You know, screw the red moon we had a couple of nights ago. This is important. Yeah. This is an important day in history. 420 and Easter on the same day.
Mm-hmm. Right. Good morning, Jade.
Hi, how's everyone?
Very well. How are you?
Great.
Good.
And to mark the special occasion, yes, Jade Ridge from the, let me see if I get this right, CEO of the Canadian Medical Marijuana Clinic.
Yeah, that's correct.
Got that right. That's a busy name.
Yeah, it is.
So, and you guys are going to be set up this weekend down at the Ledge, I'm assuming?
We sure are. With last year's donations, we were able to, keep this herb for herb thing going. And we'll have more prizes this year as well. And we're going to have some contests this year, joint rolling contests and that sort of thing. So looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Those people who are good at joint rolling are so proud of it. They will tell you within like 5 minutes
look
of hanging out.
Look how good this one
them.
Is. Look how good. Yeah.
I know. Is it pregnant?
Yeah. Beautiful. All right. So I give us an idea of like, well, when's the best time to show up?
Well, noon. We're going to start things a little bit later this year just because the climate hasn't been very favorable. But
right.
So we'll go noon till about 4:30. Throughout the day, we'll have different contests on the hour. And we'll have some music and some joint rolling and some pongs going and you name it, it's going to happen there this weekend. So I just want to encourage everybody to come out and have a nice peaceful protest and support legalization of cannabis. And that's it.
So you said you're raising money. Where does that money go towards exactly?
It gets funneled back into,
into a communal pot and then we just buy a whole bunch of it.
We buy a whole bunch of dragon bongs for our coffee table.
I think the people in the prairies actually do quite well for themselves growing their own weed under medicinal laws. So, I think we're going to have a lot of fun out there this year and I'm looking really forward to it. But the money itself is actually just funneled right back into the 420. So each year the money that gets raised just goes back into the prizes and goes out to the food and stuff. So, yeah.
Well, good work, Jade.
And bigger, bigger every year.
You have a website or?
Yeah. My IT guy hasn't been on, but there is a website. It's 420rally.ca. And on there are subcategories for each city. So if you go on to 420rally.ca, you can see all the major cities that are having smokeouts. And you can click on the sublink of Winnipeg and see what's going on.
Hey, if you want to motivate your IT guy, just take away his prescription. That's seems simple.
Yeah, he's on his out on a job, so he says.
Oh, yeah. Let me guess, he's not answering his phone or his door.
Not really.
All right, Jade, well, we appreciate your time, and we'll see you down there on Sunday, all right?
Awesome. Great,
okay.
Guys.
Bye-bye.
Coming up this morning on the show, it's a busy couple of days because with the short work week, which is awesome, there's lots to jam in. I can tell you another chance at get the hell out of here. Mm-hmm. And we give away that trip to Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final. You know, a few weeks ago we started talking about this. It didn't seem real because the playoffs weren't started. But now that the playoffs are started and we're giving away a trip to Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final tomorrow morning, yes, mm-hmm. That's amazing. So 8:40, we'll call another name with Get the Hell Out of Here. And we have more of these DVD special editions of The Hobbit.
Yeah, that's exciting. We'll give that away just after 7:30. All right. Mm-hmm. And it's a really busy show. Short work week. We got to try and cram everything in, including tomorrow where we'll have a Freedom Thursday. And Kelly Butler down here.
Thursdays.
That sounds weird when you say yeah. Freedom Thursdays.
Oh, we need a catch. We need a name for whenever it falls on Thursday. We'll call it, like once a year.
Pantless Thursday.
Maybe a T. Has to be a T. Titillating. No, it has to be. Whatever, we'll come up with something.
We'll meet for hours after the show and we'll grind something down until it works. So last night, NHL draft lottery, you mentioned in your sports here really quickly, Phil. I was extremely excited not to see the Edmonton Oilers get the first overall draft pick, which they have for like the past 5 years.
I think the Oilers were happy. I really do. Because
it takes the pressure off them.
Well, yeah, and they honestly, it's gotten so bad that they look awkward when they get that pick. Mm-hmm. When, you know, the last couple of years, like, okay. Yeah,
like, great. Oh, God.
Good.
You look at it. Okay, so they had, was Eberle number one overall?
No.
Okay,
no.
But Nugent Hopkins was.
Yes.
Hall was. Yakupov was.
Mm-hmm.
They have any other number ones in there?
I think they had four.
Pajärvi?
No,
was he number
wasn't.
One?
Who was their other? At any rate, there's a bunch of them on that team.
There's a lot of them. They've been inside the top five picks for like what seems to be a decade now.
Although of all the years, because they need a defenseman, and they've always been pressured into taking forwards. Of all the years, the number one projected pick by a lot of people, this Ekblad, they could have used the number one pick.
Oh,
although
sure.
Ekblad might fall to them, who knows? I doubt it.
Probably I highly doubt it.
Two.
Florida's probably going to take him there, and if not, then Buffalo will snap him up right away before Edmonton even gets close to him. So, the entire list is that. You can go check it out at Sportsnet as far as the entire draft order. Arena's been on it all morning.
Yes, yes. Jets pick ninth.
Jets are picking ninth. I haven't even looked that far down the prospects list, but we'll see what happens. 6:41, it's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. We'll get the hell out of here. Our next trip that we're drawing for tomorrow.
Yes.
We're drawing for it tomorrow. You can still sign up and hopefully hear your name this morning at 8:40 when we call it. 10 minutes to call us back, and then this afternoon, 4:40 on the backseat drive. By the way, we were talking pools all day yesterday, and I don't think we mentioned this enough, if we mentioned it at all. Go to 92cityfm.ca and sign up for our playoff pool. Some really cool prizes to get in on. And
is that like a bracket?
No, this is the one I did at NHL.com.
Oh, that's a different one.
Yeah,
this one's okay.
Yeah, the one that you do at 92 City. I mean, it's self-explanatory once you get in there. There's a ton of great prizes, and a lot of people are signing up. So the more people that sign up, obviously the prizes get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Definitely,
so go check it out at 92cityfm.ca. Rena actually is joining the office pool. She's got her players all picked out and everything.
Yep. What?
I don't know. Do you want to let it out of the bag?
Well, I had a little help.
You got a little help. You had a ghost writer completely.
Thank you, Craig Winichuk.
All you did was put your name in the top left corner.
Yep, pretty much.
I like
and
this.
And I paid. Come on.
I like this ghost drafter now, because he did it for the Masters pool. Now,
Winichuk's a listener.
Yeah, and he's a big sports fan.
And
he offered to help
you. He did pretty good in the golf pool. I almost won.
He did.
At one point. So I was like, I'm going to email that guy and see if he'll do my hockey pool
Keep
for
in mind,
me.
Though, Rena. Keep in mind. You're having a Toronto Maple Leaf fan help you with your pick. So I'm just not saying, I'm just saying.
But the Leafs aren't in the playoffs, so there'll be no stupid Leaf picks.
Yeah, no, but even just picking the team shows your level of intelligence.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's tough to take Leaf fans seriously.
Exactly. Go sign up at 92cityfm.ca. Today kicks off the 2014 NHL playoffs. We're all excited, and we officially say goodbye to our wives after 7 o'clock. Oh, boy. Pretty excited, Phil.
Come on. One of those shows where the whole crowd sings along. I love it.
I know. You know what? I've never liked that. It's like, hey, you're not paying me to watch me sing. I paid to see you sing.
Look,
this isn't
one of your bitch vent sessions. It's Black Sabbath. Shut it. You know what? If I don't like it when the lead singer's constantly asking the fans to sing with them, but when it's just random that.
When it happens organically, that's awesome.
Because the band's so great and everybody just wants to sing their songs, that's fine. And yes, Black Sabbath in Winnipeg tonight. Welcome to Winnipeg. It's usually nicer this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
We swear. We tell that to everybody. But yeah, I'm jacked. I'm pumped.
Ozzy in town. Ozzy's been here a lot, but the like first time ever with Black Sabbath, which is super cool.
I bet you he's been here before with Sabbath. Maybe H would know the answer to that.
With the reincarnation Sabbath, I guess.
The part two of Black Sabbath with no Bill Ward. But
what songs do you have to hear tonight?
You know, I want to hear NIB. I want to hear Fairies Wear Boots. You know, the War Pigs. They've been kicking off the show with War Pigs. They've been doing some people don't like it when you give away the set list, but it's all over YouTube and the internet.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly.
I've been hearing Paranoid in the encore. So, I mean, there's, you know, Iron Man, and then there's like Black Sabbath, the song. I want to hear that one. So, They're one of those bands with so many tracks, they're going to miss one. They're going to, you know, there's going to be the fans that are like, oh, I wish they would have played this, or I wish they would have played that.
And Raina, you're going to be meeting Ozzy, the Prince of Darkness, later on today. Have you thought about what you're going to ask him?
I'll be like, hi. That's about it.
That's it?
You ever been to Wild Planet Music, just in the corner, Confusion Corner there?
Yeah.
I went in there yesterday to get an old Ozzy record and to get signed, and the guys in there, all the old timers, I was stuck in there for a good 45 minutes there. This time in 95, I saw Black Sabbath or Ozzy play here, and it was just, everyone's so excited about it, you know, everyone's pumped for the concert.
Are you going to bring anything to get signed, Phil?
I never really thought of that. I thought it was just,
what about your book?
My Ozzy book, that's a good idea. It's not even my book. Somebody lent it to me, but it's mine now.
It's yours now.
If I get it signed, it's mine.
It says, to Phil from Ozzy, that's yours.
Yeah. Did they have Sabbath records there?
Yeah.
At Wild Planet?
Yeah.
That's actually a good idea.
Yeah.
Which one did you pick up?
I got the last Paranoid one.
Oh, good.
I was thinking of doing a thing, if Ozzy will let me, where I'm like bowing to him, like it's a like a pilgrimage, the Prince of Darkness, like, oh my God, I'm not worried.
Careful, it's Ozzy. If you get on your knees, he may be expecting something completely totally different. Just saying. 7:10 now. All right, well, it's April 16th, 2014, and it's a big day. It's a special day, really, for most men and some women, mostly across Canada, some in North America, and some right across the world.
Yeah, if you don't follow hockey, don't have a conversation with me over the next 3 months. It's just, I got nothing to talk to you about.
Well, Phil and I have prepared a little note. We'd like to read individually. This is not only to our wives, but to all wives out there. And do you want me to start, Phil?
You go first.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let me uncrumple this. I wrote it on when I was in the bathroom. Honey, you know I love you, and you love me too. But for the next 2 months, pretend I have the flu. Don't come near me. Don't yell my name. We did this last year. It's the exact same. I'll be drinking beer and eating bad food. And if my team loses, don't test my mood. If there's something important and you must speak your mind, wait for a commercial or you'll be ignored and possibly fined. For every Tupperware party or visit with your friend, we're cashing our time in now to fully feel like men. I don't want to be a dick or come across cocky, but I'll talk to you in 2 months. It's time for playoff hockey.
Well done, Wheeler.
Thank you. Thank you
very
much.
Well done.
Phil?
Can I put something together? It's sort of a poem of sorts.
I'd like to hear Philly get all sentimental.
Yeah. We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right?
Nope.
Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried, but I guess that's what they say. Every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn.
Did you actually write that?
No, it's a Poison song. Huh?
Confused.
I thought that explained my thoughts. After I have lost, that's sort of what it's like. We feel miles apart inside because she's afraid to talk to me. No, I do want to apologize. I just want to apologize in advance. I do, my wife knows what to expect. She does. I mean, don't disagree with me when I'm yelling at the officials. Don't try and tell me it was the right call, because that's what I do. If the Habs lose, it's always the ref's fault. And, I'll be ignoring you when I'll be in a horrible mood if, like Wheeler said, when my team loses.
I've got a little something to say on behalf of your wives.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't care about hockey. I know you do. The kids are with your mother. I'll see you in June.
That's very well said. Excellent. Welcome to playoff hockey, everybody. Go sign up for the 92 City FM playoff pool. It's online now. 92cityfm.ca.
City traffic.
Very good poem, Phil.
I worked long and hard at it.
I'd like to thank Brett Michaels for that one. Mm-hmm.
Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn, Rena.
Traffic is for your local RE/MAX and area agents. Visit remaxwinnipeg.com directly from your mobile device to conduct a search for your next home today. No mobile app download required.
Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside.
Oh, boy.
Philly's getting all worked up.
Come here, Rena.
Don't touch me.
All right, Hobbit DVD 204-780 City CITI 2484. Let's play a little shall we?
Okay. Yeah.
This is a game where we put 30 seconds on the clock, then we give you a topic. If you can talk about said topic for 30 seconds without saying the words or oh, then you win.
Okay. 780 City, 780 2484. Good morning. Bailed. Intimidating.
Good morning.
Hello.
Yeah. You ready? Okay. All right, 30 seconds on the clock. Talk about the NHL playoffs. Go.
Well, I was talking about the playoffs the other day.
Kept going, eh? Yeah.
I was confused. Hello?
One of those weird mornings, I can just tell.
People get scared of Umao.
They don't like playing it.
Yeah, or maybe you pull up to a drive-thru, you can't play Umao. Actually, that'd be fun.
Do your order in 30 seconds?
Without saying Umao. Hello. Morning, City.
Hi.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Talk about short work weeks for 30 seconds without saying Umao.
Go.
Okay. I think that we should have short work weeks because work sucks and nobody likes to go to it. Everybody would rather spend their time at home drinking beer, chilling out, maybe watching some TV, probably hockey. No, I don't really watch hockey, but it's on right now and there's playoffs and stuff. So I think everybody should just work shorter work weeks, drink more beer, watch more hockey, even though the Mets aren't in it. But what are you
going to
do?
There you go. She made it. That's 30 seconds.
I like your philosophy on life.
Absolutely. Let's
Billy just
more.
Fell in love.
Yeah. All right, hang on the line. We'll grab some details from you. You got the Blu-ray copy of The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smog. 7:36. Arena, you got the scoop coming up in 10. You got some AC/DC news?
A little bit of AC/DC news for you, and a sequel to a movie that you guys are going to be really excited about. Oh,
stand by. Coming up in 10.
The Scoop with Rena J. Brought to you by Enns Brothers. The fun starts here at your one-stop, on-the-spot adrenaline headquarters for all things power sports. Visit EnnsBrothers.com.
So we'll start off with that AC/DC news. So there's conflicting reports out of Australia that indicate the band could either be calling it a career or announcing a new album and tour. Sources say that the guitarist-songwriter Malcolm Young, who's 61, is believed to be unable to play his instrument, with rumors suggesting that he's suffering from a terminal illness. He supposedly had a stroke a few weeks ago and now can't play anymore. And Brian Johnson was doing a radio station interview last month, and he said, "One of our boys is pretty ill, so we didn't like to say anything. We're very private about things like this. We didn't want to say anything, and he's a very proud man," things along those lines. And then they actually booked studio time in Vancouver for May 1st to start work on their follow-up album to Black Ice, so it's not known if that has been canceled yet or not. And there's also been talk of a world tour. They're supposed to be doing 40 shows around the world, so basically the band has yet to respond to any inquiries about what's going on exactly.
Oh boy, stay tuned.
So we still are kind of up in the air with that one. The Fast and the Furious will go on with Paul Walker's brothers. Caleb and Cody Walker have been helping to fill in the late actor's remaining action scenes. Apparently, you know, everyone says they love having them on set because it's like Paul Walker's still there. The movie is supposed to be released next spring. Paul Walker shot about half of the scenes before he died, so there was another half. They've got three or four different body doubles for a lot of the stunts, and then now for a lot of the facial stuff, they have his brothers. One of them actually looks really, really similar to him, very, very close.
Right.
So I wonder, it's going to be interesting to see the movie just to see if you can tell who is actually Paul Walker as things are happening.
Well, good thing either there's no plot to pay attention to.
Yeah.
Sorry, I know he's dead and all, but those are still terrible movies.
Yes.
Yeah, but there's like 19 of them.
19, really?
No, there's, I think this is 8 or 9.
You don't usually get into the 19s and 20s, so you're talking, you know, lonely nurses.
Right.
Apparently size does matter on the heels of the massive success with this movie, which is shocking. Magic Mike has officially gotten a sequel. The stripper movie with Channing Tatum and Matthew McConaughey. Matthew McConaughey actually won an independent film award for this movie as well, which is weird, but they've announced that they are going to be doing another one, and Channing Tatum himself is going to be co-writing the script. Cool. It'll be titled Magic Mike XXL. It'll be released July 3rd, 2015.
It doesn't seem like the kind of movie to make a sequel to.
I know. The movie was terrible, but so many women went to watch it. Like, it had huge success. It made, I think, $167 million worldwide.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy.
And men get criticized for just going to see movies because of smut and nudity.
Right. Or going to get wings at a very high-end establishment.
Right.
Speaking of smut movies, I found this story. You guys are going to love it. for you geeks that love porn out there, there's a production porn production company called Wood Rocket, and they recently released a movie that had a huge, huge success. It was called, they do parody porns called Game of Bones.
Those are my favorites.
Yeah.
I love those.
So they are back with another huge hit, and I read the description of the show, and it made me laugh. So get ready for The Nobbit. I can figure out what that one's about. It's about the age-old tale of a porn-loving nobbit named Dildo Baggins who leaves the Shire in search of Pootang. Eventually, Dildo gets his best bro, Glandolf, to stumble across a sexy young cave dweller named Bollum, instead of Golem. Gollum. Bollum is played by a sexy porn starlet named Violet Monroe, who desperately craves her precious magic C-word ring. And yeah, the good news is this porn parody is up online for free your viewing pleasure.
Well,
so just search Wood Rocket and they'll take you to their website and you can watch all the.
Don't forget to delete your browsing history if you're searching Wood Rocket.
My favorite parody porn of all time, I think, was Foreskin Gump. That one was just, it was incredible.
That one sounds very creative. I like that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
That's a scoop.
92 City FM, world-class rock. It's 8:05. It's Wednesday morning. Short work week. Oh, just feel you. You honestly don't even mind. It's Wednesday. So what? Bring it on.
It's Mark. It's just a great week because short work week, you just mentioned it.
Yep.
Black Sabbath, Rock Legends, MTS Center tonight. I'm lucky enough to be going. Rena's going as well.
Yep.
As well, NHL playoffs start tonight. We talked about that all morning.
Oh.
You, we haven't mentioned it, but you got your beer league championship tonight. Good luck.
It's true. We win. We're on to Saskatoon for Nationals. So, woo! Fingers crossed.
Beer League Nationals, I love it.
Get your tickets now, Rena.
And then, as Rena's been telling us, and she's going to tell us in a second, it sounds like we're going to be in double digits by at some point on the weekend, weather-wise.
Yeah, by Sunday, high of 10, Monday, high of 16, Tuesday, high of 16.
Okay, wait. There's too much good news. I got to throw down a Wahoo. Can I throw down a Wahoo before the
make it a good one, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay, well, stage is clear. It's all yours.
Wow! Is that
things
okay?
Starting to come around.
Good. All right.
Okay. Another Wahoo coming, Phil, because coming up here in half an hour, Blue Bombers head coach Mike O'Shea makes his 92 City FM debut.
Oh, you know, I've never met Mike O'Shea, but just from the press conferences and the way he played, I love Coach O'Shea.
I spoke with him last night. I just kind of said, hey, a coach, it's Wheeler from 92 City FM. Just wanted to make sure we're good to go for tomorrow morning at 8:30. He went, what do you think? Of course we're good to go at 8:30. Now get back on the air and go out there and start at 6 a.m. Bye. And just yell. I'm like, wow, I feel inspired.
You want to play for him.
Right.
He does seem like a serious dude. Like, he's tough. I'm not messing around with Mike O'Shea.
No.
Like, we have fun with some coaches in the past, you know, but not Coach O'Shea.
No.
I'm going to tiptoe around him.
He seems like the type of guy that would stalk you and just hunt you like prey. So we'll speak to him coming up here in half an hour.
The Bone Phone, brought to you by Advanced Electronics.
With the Powerall 12,000 milliamp battery, boost your car, charge your phone, or use the LED flashlight.
Okay, Rena, you just had some AC/DC news. This guy very concerned about the future, as I think a lot of fans are.
Yep. Guys, I'm told you're relying on you to be my number one source for this AC/DC thing. I mean, it's nighttime in Australia right now, so we're not going to get a lot of reports, but I'm just my pants here. I don't know what to think, man. So please update me. I'm depending on you guys. I'm worried. I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, I think a lot. I mean, obviously his health, Malcolm Young, that's what we're, you know, that comes first. Let's hope he's okay. But and then we'll find out about the future of AC/DC. They've always said they're not going. They're not going on without one. Like you said that, Wheeler. They said
apparently they had made a pact, and this was. I mean, there's a lot of conflicting reports coming in, but apparently there was a letter sent to a Sydney radio station, and from somebody named Thunderstruck. They think it was someone either in the band or close to the band. But Malcolm's son Ross said that yes, father is ill, and there was a pact that was made. I mean, it must have been, obviously, after Bon Scott passed away, but as far as when, we're not sure, but there was a pact that was made that if any of the members left the band for whatever reason, they would just quit. Like, the band would retire. They would stop making new music. So, it's curious because they already have the studio time booked and they're already talking tour, so I'm curious to see if they go, well, listen, we got all this material, let's just get a studio guy to come in. It's already written. Malcolm still wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just get the... I'm curious to see if they follow through or not.
As he mentioned, like, if the news comes out, we'll have it.
Yeah.
And it's how ironic is it?
They were supposed to be recording it in the studio May 1st.
Right.
They booked studio time in Vancouver. But there's no word if they've canceled the studio or what they're doing.
That a guy named Thunderstruck, like, when you're born with that name, mm-hmm. you know you're going to have a lot of AC/DC news.
It's true.
So, yeah, I think I find that weird. But, okay. this guy... Now, there was... The light standard that fell randomly yesterday in Elmwood, and then some good Samaritans jumped out and grabbed the light standard. Well, this guy doesn't think that was a good idea.
Yeah, just calling in about these guys that helped lift that street light off the hood of a car. That's pretty dumb. Lucky he didn't get electrocuted.
I guess, but when you're being a hero, trying to help, sometimes you don't think of all the
heroes don't have rules.
Exactly. Sounds like a Steven Seagal movie. Right there.
That's
Heroes Don't Have Rules.
That's from our commercial.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That's my one. I don't listen sometimes. Okay, from traffic here.
So I'm on Keniston going north. I'm approaching the Grant-Keniston intersection. We've got construction and barricades set up from April 11th to April 17th. I'm in a loader. I'm in the left lane like I'm supposed to be, like the sign says. 100 cars have just gone past me in the right lane and slammed on their signal. Nobody is going to get through here if we all don't play by the rules.
Yes, play by the rules in traffic. Potholes.
Nice.
Yeah, you guys are talking about the potholes and the roads here. I'm in the industry, and I watch these guys do this stuff. Maybe if they'd slow down and do the job right instead of rushing it off and pounding it in, and then within 2 years, the roads are all screwed. Maybe if they, like I said, maybe if they slowed down and did it right, it would be a lot better.
Okay. Now a couple of calls for you, Wheeler. And this guy's called before. He's got a bit of an axe to grind with you as far as taxes and fixing the roads.
Hey, I was listening to you this morning, and kudos again to Wheeler for bringing up the fact that the city and the province should really be focusing in on infrastructure, really doing an overhaul of all the main roads and some of the back lanes and that. You know, I'm really glad that he says that that's what we should be spending our money on. And again, good for him for coming around on the tax increase that that's going to require.
Mm-hmm. You know what? If Greg Zellinger is going to call, just have him call the show live. I mean, Greg, just quit leaving messages on the bone phone, okay? Greg Zellinger right there, head of the NDP.
And now to cheer you up again, someone with this for you, Wheeler. Here.
Wheeler, dust off the sticks, buddy. Minnewaska Golf Course is open. See you there.
Yeah, Morton. Mm. Morton. Hello, Morton.
Open.
Wow, they must have got rid of a bunch of their, or, you know. Like.
I think they're snow free.
Yeah.
As far as down south there. So Morton's open. I know Shooter's, driving range by my house. That one's open. So
can't wait, Rena.
Bloomberg's been open since
they never closed.
Late November.
Yeah,
they never closed. They closed for a week because someone got sick, but that was about it.
Hey, just a reminder, the Winnipeg Wine Festival starts April 27th. This is the 13th year. Largest single fundraiser for the Special Olympics Manitoba. Mm-hmm. A highly respected wine festival, well, I'll have you know, one of the biggest in Canada.
It's fun.
Right. All your information, 92cityfm.ca or winnipegwinefestival.com.
And little be known to a lot of people, but Rena actually, for her 5 years that she's been going, they finally asked her, and I think it's about time, that they've actually asked you to be a judge for all of the boxed wine that shows up there, mm-hmm. which I think is, that's huge accolades.
Mm-hmm.
They don't call her Red Lips Rena for nothing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah.
You see Rena at Earl's on a Friday afternoon, her teeth are red, her lips are...
I always go to the Saturday afternoon tasting. Nothing like a good Saturday afternoon day drunk downtown.
Now, I believe Rena, last year, you're
I went with Nesta last year.
Now, yes, I believe in the review that I read at your wine blog, it said that the Hochtaler Vintage January 2013 was your favorite, I think, right? It was only a month old.
And yeah.
I think the skin from the grapes was still on some of the wine.
Tipping
so.
The box back looks a little trashy, but hey, that's how you do
trashy,
it.
Trashy?
No, no.
That's how professionals do it, Phil.
True. Yeah.
You're not a wine connoisseur like me, okay? You don't know.
Again, what are the details on the wine festival again, just real quick?
Just go to the website.
Weekend.
Yeah, it's April. Starts April 27th. Go to winnipegwinefestival.com.
And of course, as we always do, we'll have a couple representatives down here from the wine festival.
Yeah.
showing us how to properly drink out of wine bags that are nice. In boxes.
Wine bags.
make sure you're listening too, because we'll have tickets to give away to that. 8:22 is the time. News, weather, sports coming up, and then head coach of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, Mike O'Shea, makes his debut
on
92 City FM here with Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Reno. Got a welcome on the phone. First time ever on the program. He's here calling in live from Florida to talk about the Florida Panthers getting the first overall draft pick in the NHL draft lottery last night. Mike O'Shea of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Brand new head coach.
I'm sure people are just buzzing about how excited they are about the Florida Panthers getting the first pick last night. Just all the buzz in Florida.
It's fantastic. I tell you, I wish I was still in Florida. Getting off the plane last night, it was, it was a little different, let me tell you.
So you're not in Florida anymore, Coach? Are you back here in Winnipeg? Where are you at?
Yeah, back in Winnipeg, okay. Getting about to head into the office and figure out what we just saw down in Florida.
Now, explain everyone exactly what was going on down in Florida.
Well, basically, we ran, the scouting department ran up 10 or 12 combines across the United States. From there, they took the best guys they could find. We flew them all down to Florida to have another sort of a mini camp. So five practices where we installed our offensive and defensive systems and then got another look at them. And from there, we'll pare down from the 50 or so guys to a group that we feel can come into training camp and compete. So,
on the phone with Coach O'Shea, Winnipeg Blue Bombers, the new head coach. Now, Coach, in your press conference, or the introductory press conference, I heard you say some things about you want to get in front of the players and see, you know, exactly what they're made of. And I'm assuming with prospects it's the same way. What is it? What's a because coaches have their guys that they want to have on their team. What's a Mike O'Shea guy that we're going to see more of, hopefully, here in Winnipeg?
Well, I mean, from a physical standpoint, right, the coaches will fit guys into their system. They'll look at skill sets. They'll look at all the things that you attributes a football player should have, a professional football player should have. Me personally, I want to really analyze their character, see what they're all about, what kind of guys these guys are, what kind of teammates are they going to be. You know, I think that is probably a little underestimated, you know, when you're building a team is how the locker room is going to work, and I think it's one of the most important things, I believe, in the winning championships is how that group's going to come together when it really counts. You know, how are they going to react when they face adversity? Because every season, you know, you have some adversity. So, to me, it's getting to know the individual character. So that's really important.
I know that with every bit of snow that melts and every blade of grass that comes up, the excitement level for the Blue Bomber season coming up is people are getting excited. They're talking about season tickets. There's a big season ticket push right now. How excited are you to get going with football? Because, I mean, the office stuff, as fun as it is, your main job is being down on the field, and that's what you love, right?
Yeah, this is a great opportunity for us. I tell you, the coaches have been down in the bottom of Investors Group Field, plugging away every day, all day, and to actually get out and coach, because that's what they love to do, was and to do it in Florida. It was extremely nice to escape a bit of the cold weather and the snow, but really to be out there with the players was just what they want to do, right? They don't want to be stuck down there all the time in front of a computer or typing in, you know, plays. So now from this point, we got to put the finishing touches on playbooks and the finishing touches on the roster for training camp. So
I think there's still one left for Mike Kelly. It should say coloring book, and it's over in the corner of the dressing room if you want to spot that.
Yeah, we've gotten rid of a bit of that stuff. That's good. We can't wait for the season to start. I mean, training camp is exciting, and you get to see how it all comes together, but really what the players, what the coaches want is that first game.
It's got to be exciting to you, that first time. I mean, you've been on the sidelines as a player and an assistant, but to be, these are your men, this will be your team, the head coach. Have you given any thought, like, what can Bomber fans expect? Because I know you're a fiery guy, but your sideline demeanor, because different coaches have different styles on the sideline, will that just sort of come as the game goes along?
What? I'm pretty sure I'm going to be fairly calm on the sideline. I don't think I'm going to try not to give, you know, too much away as to what I'm thinking out there. You know,
yeah.
I don't want to go either too high or too low emotionally. I think the players respond better when they see coaches that are in control, and when coaches lose their cool, it can sometimes have an adverse effect. Also, so.
Are you kidding me? That iconolizes you in on TSN's top 10. that will get you in the history books on the top 10 for TSN if you melt down.
if I melt down.
Yeah.
Well, I've tried to avoid that.
Yeah.
That's when you see that the coach's card, that piece of paper that all the coaches hold, when you see it in front of my face, you'll know what's going on behind it.
All right, Coach, one more thing before we let you go, because we know you're a busy guy, but Wade Miller, president and CEO of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, you watch this guy play, and yeah, you're a special teams guy. You were with the Argonauts assistant coach. In less than five words, can you sum up Wade Miller's career as a special teams player?
Oh, jeez.
Don't hold back. Seriously, honesty is okay on this show.
Yeah, easiest matchup on the field.
Perfect. Coach, best of luck this season. We're all excited, and we're looking forward to that first game. But hopefully we'll get you on the air a few more times before the season starts. Best of luck, and have fun in the office, all right?
Yep, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, Coach.
First chance to get the hell out of here on 92 City FM.
All right, another name, another entry, and to get the hell out of here, tomorrow we draw for game four of the Stanley Cup Finals.
It's exciting. Michael Moronic. M-I-R-O-N-U-K.
Moronic?
Moronic.
Moronic.
Don't say... Mike, don't call me Moronic. Moronic.
Yeah.
10 minutes to call us, Bill. Actually, the phone line's buzzing right now. What are the odds that this could be him right here? Hello?
You're moronic.
Oh. You're chirp, moronic. Chirp, chirp.
All right. You got 10 minutes to call us back. 204-780-CITY. CITY.
Is it you? Now. Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here.
City.
Hey, it's Mike Marinuk calling.
Mike Marinuk. No, what is the proper pronunciation on it?
Marinuk.
Marinuk.
Okay, because Rena called you moronic.
Oh.
Philly said it first. Philly said it first.
No idea.
Yeah, I just called you a good guy. That's what I did.
Thank you. It all depends good on what side of the family you're on.
Yeah. Okay, well, other than the obvious correct pronunciation, we'll need some other details to confirm. What's your birthday?
January 4th, 66.
That's you, Mike.
Thank you.
Woo, you're in.
Mike, you are in for Get the Hell Out of Here. It could be tomorrow we're calling you to reward you with Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals or 2 weeks for Hellfest in France. Good for you. You also get $25 from Metro Center.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And that's it, man. Good job.
Woo-hoo.
The 92 City FM NHL Report. Brought to you by GoChain Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
It's here, baby. No more waiting. No more screwing around. 82 games done, and the playoffs is now.
Yeah, the best, one of the best times of year for a hockey fan. The first round, the opening round of the NHL playoffs. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you start tonight with a triple header.
There's not a single night that you can go, oh, there's nothing on TV. There's always something on TV. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you see an upset somewhere?
Yep.
What's the most likely spot for an upset?
Detroit over Boston. Detroit over Boston. I'll give you all my first round winners right now. Detroit's going to beat Boston. Tampa Bay is going to beat Montreal. Pittsburgh's going to beat Columbus. Rangers are going to beat the Flyers. Over in the West, Colorado will beat Minnesota. Chicago will beat St. Louis. Anaheim will beat the Stars. And San Jose will beat the Los Angeles Kings in the first round.
I've got LA going deep, so we disagree there. I think there's a chance Columbus knocks off Pittsburgh.
No, not a chance.
The Penguins have been, Pittsburgh have been, mediocre since Sochi, and they're just an upsettable team. If things start, Flurry starts tanking, and it's lights out.
Can't wait. I love all the storylines. All the plot lines are there. 8:48, stories we missed coming up after 9.
Stories we missed.
Brought to you by Chateau Roofing and Siding, where they offer the very best warranties for residential and flat roof commercial roofing.
They've got you covered.
All right, there's a little medical jargon in this, but follow me because it's pretty cool. Two kids with a mutation in the gene encoding MOGS or MOGS, a protein which processes glycans during protein glycosylation, are found to be immune to many viruses, including influenza, herpes, a few fevers, hepatitis C, and HIV. Like literally, the way their gene is mutated, they're immune to this. So some are speculating, not necessarily speculating, but some are theorizing that potentially it's an evolutionary step where the immune system has almost kind of created itself, like pre-knowing that these things are out there.
That could be cool.
Right?
Yeah.
If they could kind of zero in on that and find out exactly, you know, what strain it is, and if they could duplicate that or maybe, you know, clone the gene and maybe use it as an antivirus or whatever. I think it's very... kind of cool.
Possibly massive news in the medical world. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, Ford Mustang owners are, they're loyal. They're passionate.
Sure.
It's a way of life if you're a Mustang guy. Well, milestone for the Mustang. It turns 50. 50th anniversary, and Ford is building a limited edition GT Mustang to honor the 50th anniversary. 50 years, the Mustang.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I've been around a long time.
In the long line of the Mustang family, there's the Mustang Cobra, the Shelby. There's just beautiful vehicles.
Those classic car, like when you see a classic Mustang buzzing around.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Rena?
I found out there's a psychic fair in Winnipeg this weekend.
Oh, why did you not know that? Shouldn't you have just known that?
Rena loves this stuff.
I'm not a psychic. What's wrong with you? Psychics, clairvoyants, mediums, palm readers, card readers, teacup auras, all that kind of stuff. It's at Canad Inns in Transcona. It's like $6 to get in, and there's like crystal balls and all that sort of good stuff. And it goes Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Are you going to go, Rena? I know you're right into that stuff.
Yep.
All right, if there's anything we ever missed, you can contact us via social networking, email, phone, or you can always call the Bone Phone, 780-BONE, anytime we miss a story.
We should repeat the AC/DC story, because it's pretty large.
Yeah, that's true.
Earlier this morning, Brian Johnson is squashing retirement rumors. He admits that Malcolm Young, Brian Johnson said, quote, "One of the boys has a debilitating illness, but I don't want to say too much about that." But he does say we're going to continue to make the next album, and they haven't canceled, they haven't quit or anything like that.
That's awesome. They start recording in May in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Yep.
So great news for AC/DC fans. 9:21 now, that's stories we met.
Hooray! That was kind of fun.
Get the podcast daily or listen live.
Weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.